Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Nafan, How the Aliens Were Won, Book 3, by Honey Phillips, is an enthralling science fiction romance that takes readers on an interstellar adventure, blending heart-pounding suspense with passionate love. As the third installment in the How the Aliens Were Won series, this book introduces us to a universe where alliances are precarious and love knows no boundaries. Not even species. It follows the story of a strong, independent heroine and a powerful alien warrior whose paths cross in the most unexpected of ways. Amidst a backdrop of intergalactic intrigue and looming threats, their love story unfolds, offering readers a thrilling mix of adventure, romance, and speculative fiction elements that question the nature of unity, loyalty, and the strength of love across the cosmos. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, interspecies romance. At the heart of Nafan is the exploration of an interspecies romance, which stands as a beacon of hope and unity in a divided universe. This theme delves deep into the complexities of love that transcends species, highlighting the challenges and prejudices faced by couples that dare to defy societal norms. The author masterfully portrays the emotional depth and physical nuances of such a relationship, navigating through the characters' internal conflicts and the external pressures that threaten to pull them apart. Readers are invited to experience the journey of understanding, acceptance, and profound connection that challenges the boundaries of love. This exploration not only serves as a core narrative drive, but also reflects broader themes of diversity, acceptance, and the power of love to overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Secondly, galactic politics and intrigue. The backdrop of galactic politics and intrigue in Nafan adds a layer of complexity and excitement to the storyline. Honey Phillips intricately weaves political maneuverings, alliances, and betrayals into the fabric of the narrative, reflecting the delicate balance of power within the galaxy. This topic examines the motivations and actions of various factions, from ruling bodies to rebel forces, and their impact on peace and stability across planets. Through the lens of our main characters, readers gain insight into the intricate dance of diplomacy and war, where every decision carries weight and consequences. The intricate plotting and suspenseful twists not only drive the narrative forward, but also serve as a commentary on the nature of power, the quest for peace, and the sacrifices necessary to achieve a greater good. Thirdly, character development and growth. A hallmark of Nafan is the significant character development and personal growth experienced by the protagonists. Throughout their journey, both characters face internal and external challenges that test their beliefs, strength, and commitment to one another. This exploration dives into the psychological transformation of the characters, showcasing their resilience, adaptation, and the evolution of their viewpoints. The struggles they face, from confronting personal demons to breaking down cultural barriers, act as catalysts for growth, leading to richer, more complex characters. Their development is not only critical to the narrative, but also resonates with readers, offering insights into the power of love, the importance of self-discovery, and the potential for change within us all. Fourthly, speculative fiction elements. Nafan thrives on its speculative fiction elements, offering readers a rich tapestry of futuristic technology, alien species, and interstellar travel. These elements are meticulously crafted, creating a universe that is both vast and believable. The technology described in the book, from spacecraft to advanced weaponry, plays a crucial role in shaping the story's landscape and the characters' interactions. Similarly, the portrayal of various alien species, with their unique cultures, languages, and physiological features, adds depth and diversity to the world-building. This detailed immersion into speculative fiction not only fuels the imagination, but also prompts readers to ponder the possibilities of life beyond Earth and the future of human exploration. Lastly, themes of unity and acceptance. Central to Nafan is the prevailing theme of unity and acceptance, which resonates throughout the narrative and character interactions. This theme addresses the necessity of coming together in the face of adversity, promoting a message of tolerance and cooperation among different species and cultures. The book explores the idea that unity can be achieved not through conformity, but through the celebration of differences and the shared goal of peace and prosperity. Through the challenges and triumphs of the main characters, The story underscores the importance of understanding, compassion, and acceptance in overcoming prejudice and division. This powerful message is especially relevant in today's global context, making Nafan not just a story of interstellar love, but a metaphor for the universal quest for harmony among diversity. In conclusion, Nafan, How the Aliens Were Won, Book 3, by Honey Phillips, is a must-read for fans of science fiction, romance, and anyone who appreciates stories that challenge societal norms and highlight the enduring power of love. With its rich blend of speculative fiction elements, complex character development, and themes of unity and acceptance, the book offers a deeply immersive and thought-provoking experience. The exploration of interspecies romance and galactic politics provides a unique perspective on the potential for harmony and understanding in the midst of diversity and conflict. Nafan is not only a testament to the strength of love, but also an invitation to ponder our place in the universe and the paths to a more inclusive and accepting world. As such, it can benefit readers by broadening their horizons, challenging their perceptions, and inspiring hope for the future. If you would like to support Honey Phillips, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.